A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We're all going to cry.
Yeah.
Mitch Wadden from Cultaholic.com here for another exclusive interview with two stars from NXT UK. I'm being joined today here in London by two men who have really served as the foundation for what NXT UK has been. NXT in the United Kingdom in general, a pair of journeymen who have done it all in British wrestling. Of course, I'm talking about Trent Seven and Tyler Bate, Mustache Mountain.
June 2018 at the iconic Royal Albert Hall in London, a night I and many others will never forget. Not only was it the night this brand was born, but it was the night that these two best friends shocked the world and became NXT Tag Team Champions. Nigel, we were both there. I still get goosebumps just thinking about it. For the first time since NXT UK has been here at the BT Sports Studios, we are welcoming Mustache Mountain.
Delighted to be joined by Trent Seven and Tyler Bates here in...
I'll just smash that.
Not the mic.
Do I start again?
No, it's fine.
Sure, I'm so
it's
sorry.
Fine. We'll keep going. Okay. We'll rip it off. It's absolutely fine. Yeah,
we'll use it.
London. Now you're caressing the mic.
Treat the mic with love and passion.
Is this the sign of a long morning?
It's probably the sign of a long set of TV tapings. That's what it might be.
How were the recent TV tapings?
Good. Really good.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I for one, I really love being in there. Yeah. BT Sports Studios is so perfect for it. And, you know, we're just going to hopefully be counting down those days until we can fill those gaps with lovely, lovely fans.
Yeah, get some fans back.
I wanted to ask about the BT Sports Studio because it's such a fantastic setup they have over there.
Amazing.
They've been able to give you guys in the last few months. What's that been like compared to, say, a more traditional wrestling environment?
Ooh, good shout. I think it's a little, you know, there's a lot to be said for, you know, the way we came up in like the independents and just having those little rough around the edges venues where, you know, you sometimes you'd be getting changed in like a caretaker's office or the corner of a spare dusty room full of gym mats.
Nightclub
floor, but to have the facilities that they've got there, you know, we all have our own changing rooms and stuff, and I feel like Gary Lineker when I walk in there, and I'm just like, my name's on the door and stuff. It's very, very cool. It's a very... You know, I feel very privileged to be able to be able, you know, to kind of perform in that, and it helps with your performance, you know, that kind of stuff. Does it? It's a one little thing that settles your nerves a little bit, makes you feel a bit more comfortable when you get there.
Yeah, really good environment.
Yes,
we've been. It looks like the sort of environment that works great without fans, but you can see it having a couple of thousand people packed in there as well. That must be a really exciting call for you, but
There's actually been, I think they had an MMA show there, didn't they?
They've definitely done the boxing there.
They did the MMA, and the boxing's been in there as well. I know they had fans for that. So just a matter of time now. You know, we've waited long enough. You know, we can wait until the time is right, until we can do it in the safest possible way. And when we do, we're going to smash it, man.
It's
going to
be
unreal, man.
We're all going to cry.
Yeah.
Everybody's going
to
cry.
There's just no way I'm going to be able to hold back tears. I'm just going to, you know, that first day of giving that little one sweet. that pin on the corner of the entranceway. It's going to be cool.
We've seen a taste of it with WrestleMania in April with 25,000 fans each night there. Even though, you know, that's not sure you're performing, was that emotional in itself?
It was. I felt... when you actually watch it live and they had the hurricane tornado delays and all that kind of stuff and the weather was playing against it, it was just like, oh my God, it had to happen like that.
When was this?
For WrestleMania. So like the whole thing got delayed for like an hour for like a tornado warning. It was like, oh my God, imagine if WrestleMania doesn't happen. But I feel like that's the point of wrestling. It's that drama and the year that we've gone through, the 18 months that we've gone through, and everyone's gone through their own subjective experience of how rubbish, it's been and how hard you've had to, look inside yourself. And
the power of love for wrestling always prevails.
It does.
It always will.
It was a very emotional weekend for everyone, I think. And it's been talking about it, it's been a mad, mad year. How's it been for you guys personally being here in the UK, experiencing what we've all experienced?
The winter lockdown was definitely tough.
Yeah, I suppose for me, I've just tried my best at maximising the time outside of wrestling that I had that I otherwise didn't have before because just wrestling schedules being really busy. I learned how to play the piano. Just gaining a new skill. It feels like an investment in fun. But,
the piano, beautiful instrument.
Yeah.
Any songs you could play off that?
Yeah, I could do a few like early grade jazz pieces. So,
You could play a couple of Beatles tracks all the way.
Yeah, I could do the chords of them and stuff. But, yeah.
You play an instrument?
No, but I'm a very, very avid golfer. And that's another layer of why the winter lockdown was so bad, because he shut the golf courses as well, didn't they? So that was a little bit rough, smashing balls into a sheet hanging over your washing line in your garden in -1 degrees. It's just no way to play golf. It's no fun. Golf, I love the game. I love everything about it. The fact it is just you out there, no matter if you're in a 4-ball or a 2-ball or whatever, it's still you out there. It's still you looking down at that tiny little white ball and trying to somehow mechanically swing your entire body and a long stick with a heavy end on it. And all of their sticks have different types of ends on it to make them go further. But then you could be in the middle of a divot or you could be in deep rough. You don't know how soft the turf is underneath. And then a crow flies past you as you're about to do your backswing. And then the wind starts picking up. There's just so many facets of the game that you have to think about. And it's a powerful mental game. Do you know what I mean? And I think being able to just kind of like delve into that and just concentrate on that kind of thing. I think it's helped me out mentally a lot. Do you know what I mean? I think one of the things I've always struggled with is not being able to communicate and not being able to see people's faces and talk to them and make them laugh or cheer them up and obviously with the way the world's been over the course of the last 18 months, I've missed that the most. But yeah, so I kind of delved into golf and Tyler delved into the piano and.
Yeah. I just
you got to make the most of what you've got, and we haven't really had a lot to be able to do, so you've got to kind of find it. And everyone's experience is their own. So, I mean, everyone has their own very unique experience of the world anyway. And the last 8 months, this has been very, very trying for everyone. But the one thing I can guarantee is that it will be back. And the one thing I can guarantee and sit here and say is there will be fans back. And the one thing that we can guarantee is that they will be entertained to the highest level they ever have when they see Mustache Mountain.
I've
got to try and keep it on the wrestling point now, but I really want to talk to you about golf because I love golf.
Please,
and I can talk to you about the piano all day as well. Yeah, I also play the
awesome.
Piano. So that's incredible to hear from both of you.
Cool.
Going back to the wrestling side of things slightly, I don't want to keep going over old ground for the pandemic, but it has been such a big part of the world in the last year. What's that transition been like for both of you, going from wrestling in front of crowds essentially to then no one's around for these matches?
Yeah, so for me, pro wrestling now is more exposed than ever. Like, you can't afford to...
There's no reliance on any external factors.
Yeah, like
the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just a matter of perfecting your craft.
Yeah.
I was saying...
You can't take the wrestling at the environment because there's no wrestling that you can tell the fans, which we've been, you know, we've been robbed of that.
Yeah, because like we don't rise to the level of our hopes, we fall to the level of our training. So that's why.
It's thought you've been happy. You've had, as performers, we've had to look into the not the performance, the basis of our industry is wrestling.
Yeah. The wrestling is the. Is the one thing that stays timelessly true in the art of wrestling. It's that simple. It's just it will hold up forever.
And when you watch NXT UK, it's a bell.
Yeah,
It's the best profession, in my opinion. Bell to bell is the best wrestling part.
Yeah,
that was going to be my next question, because for whatever my opinion is worth, I also agree that NXT UK consistently puts on the best wrestling show every single week. So to hear you guys agree with that sentence, tells me I'm looking at things the right way.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you have a very basic question, do you have a particular standout match from NXT UK specifically that you both look at, both of them go, that's my favourite?
From recent times, the final of the Heritage Cup with A-Kid. You know, I knew I was in there with a kid that was trying to make a name for himself, and it felt like that. Do you know what I mean? Every single kick felt like it was in the back of my spine rather than the front of my chest. Do you know what I mean? Everything felt deeper, and everything, you know, we really had to dig deep. And like I say, not having the fans there, it's so much more pugilistic. It's so much more looking directly across the ring at that person that you're competing against, and forcing yourself into constantly moving and constantly trying to get everything out of the combat side of professional wrestling. And I felt that one for a few weeks. It affected my golf swing, let's put it that way.
I guess I've got a few. The obvious one's always the Pete Dunne Chicago one. The Royal Albert Hall when we won the tag titles. I felt like the match I had with Walter at Cardiff Takeover was like another milestone level match. I'm just trying to like have the most, well, just do the most fun. I want wrestling to be better off for my contribution to it.
I mean, it is definitely the way we think. Like we've always had that mentality of leaving ego at the door, you know, because I feel like for us to have that attitude of like us succeeding will never ever make professional wrestling better.
Quenching your thirst with salty water, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all about the wrestling again.
Like, we got given such an incredible opportunity to branch this WWE UK to then create NXT UK. And we're so incredibly proud of having that opportunity. And we're incredibly confident and not arrogant, but, you know, confident in our own abilities, that we were the ones that forged that. Do you know what I mean? I don't think without us it would be the same. In fact, I know it wouldn't be the same. But the main reason for that is the way we want to leave our mark on wrestling is that wrestling is just consistently better for us being in it.
Mm. Just getting the intention
and
right.
Just giving the fans the best experience of wrestling they possibly can get.
Yeah. When the intention's right, everything else falls into place.
Yeah.
I could sit and talk to you all day. I know you're absolutely pressed for time, so I really thank you for your time. Awesome. One final question, because I know you've worked together for a very long time. How proud are you of each other?
Oh, immensely.
Yeah.
Immensely. That's such a lovely question.
I feel like we've sort of made each other, like, both on our paths individually, like, helped each other become what we are.
Yeah.
And I feel like arguably the most important role in the becoming process.
Yeah. I'm better off for being with Tyler. Do you know what I mean? And I hope, you know, I know he feels the same way, because what you see out there, you know, in the performance side of it and the poses and everything like that. Yeah, it's entertainment, but this is real.
Like, you don't have to convince people of real.
Yeah. I'm not having to trick people into thinking that we're a tag team or that we've known each other for this long. We do. And we will forever be best friends. Do you know what I mean? And this is the chance that we get to give the fans like our love of professional wrestling.
Wrestling from the inside out.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.